It's time for another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
Sponsorship of this program was provided by
Creed is known for many things, including unique, one-of-a-kind shops, and the Holy Moses on North Main Street is no exception. The Holy Moses has been owned and operated for the last 43 years by the same great people, Nick and Vicki Kulik. When you walk in their store, you're going to see an enchanting collection of cabin decor, nicely crafted wood toys, Colorado hand-thrown pottery, quilts, linens, candles, specialty foods, and a year-round Christmas area. From birds and birdhouses to a wide array of country items and more, the Holy Moses is a wonderful place to shop for gifts to take home from your vacation in Creed. But that's not all. The main focus of the Holy Moses is to have quality merchandise at reasonable prices for locals and visitors alike. There's something for everyone and every budget. Vicki keeps his focus in mind when she's shopping for all the unique special items they offer. Located at 121 North Main Street, you can call them at 719-658-2848 or just make a point to stop in their store. They're open 7 days a week in the summer until October 1st and open Monday through Saturday in the winter. That's the Holy Moses in downtown Creed, Colorado. Proud sponsor of Cruising the Canyon, Fall Color Truck, Motorcycle, and Car Show, and this podcast.
Cruising the Canyon, Fall Color Truck, Motorcycle, and Car Show is happening September 20th through the 22nd in Creed, Colorado. Registration is on Friday with the car show and rod run on Saturday and a fly-in breakfast at the Mineral County Airport on Sunday. It's quite a unique weekend event happening in Creed and one that you don't want to miss.
I'm Adam and I've got a question for you. Have you ever cruised a canyon? Actually, you can. September 20th through the 22nd, where else in the unique mining town of Creed, Colorado? Kathleen Murphy, Executive Director of the Creed Mineral County Visitor Center and Chamber of Commerce, is here with us to tell us all about what's going on over this very unique weekend. Kathleen, do you know how long the Cruise the Canyon car show has been going on?
Last year was the 10th anniversary of the Cruise in the Canyon Fall Color car show.
Do you know who started all of this?
Nick and Vicki Kulik are responsible for the car show, and Vicki owns the Holy Moses on Main Street.
Very unique shop.
It is a unique shop. Don Pachenko, I believe he was a former UPS driver, and he had a wish to see a car show in Creed, and Vic and Nikki have worked diligently over the last 10 years to bring Don's dream to fruition.
That is awesome. How does someone register ahead of time?
They could visit our website, creed.com. Click on the events, car show, and there's a registration form available that they could print off. All the mailing information is on that registration form. Pre-registration is $30. You could also register the day of for $35.
Is this event limited to just cars?
No. Cars, motorcycles, and trucks.
Nice. And of course, they're all going to be on display right up Main Street.
Yes, Main Street. Let's see. Last year we had 114 cars. So the show was from the courthouse building all the way down past 2nd Street and that Main Street corridor.
I understand there are even award categories?
There are awards. There will be Best in Show, the Don Pachenko Award, the People's Choice Award. I have a note here that says I need 23 awards placards. So sounds like there'll be a lot of awards. Each sponsor also gets to pick their favorite car as well.
Are you still looking for additional sponsors?
We could always use sponsors for our show. If you're a business, you'll have a nice little advertising spot on our events poster.
And of course, contact you for more information.
Contact me to be a sponsor. 719-658-2374.
Kathleen, can you tell me about the rod run?
So the rod run, I believe, starts around 4 o'clock and all the participants take their fancy, shiny vehicle and they drive up to Freeman's Guest Ranch up the Silver Thread Scenic Byway and they have a burger, fries, ice cream.
At the end of the run?
At the end of the run. Freeman's is, I guess, maybe the halfway point because they turn around and then head back to Creed.
But the big parade, the fanfare, is the drive up to Freeman's.
Are there particular spots along that drive that would be really good for people to get pictures?
There's a few places. Some folks will head up to Freeman's ahead of time and watch the cars drive in. There's a great ATV trail from like Airport Corner that runs along Highway 149 to about Miners Creek Road. And so that would be a great place if you wanted to ride your ATV or walk and watch the cars, take some photos as well. The colors should be beautiful that time of the year. The aspens should be peaking. And so anywhere along the Silver Thread would be a great spot to watch. I mean, provided that, you know, you're not blocking the road or in the shoulder.
So it's amazing cars and amazing colors. Kathleen, what is a fly-in breakfast?
The fly-in breakfast on Sunday is sponsored by the San Luis Valley Pilots Association. And there's an opportunity for folks to have breakfast on the tarmac at the Mineral County Municipal Airport, which is about a mile and a half south of Creed. And the cars will be there, and there's planes there, and I believe it's $7 for the breakfast, and it's cash only.
About how many cars and or people actually show up for this every year?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, last year we had 114 cars. And, you know, you figure about two people per car plus all the spectators. So there'll be a good crowd.
It's packed up here again.
Yes.
Great. Can you tell me about some of the cars that actually show up?
I'm not a car person.
You're not a car person.
I'm not. I do recall one year someone has brought a hearse, and that's been pretty fun to look at.
Are there any cars or people that are well known in the car circuit?
Oh, there probably are, and I should know. That is last year's winner. I don't even know what kind of car that is, though.
It looks like a PT Cruiser.
Sure.
All decked out. Do you know where some of the cars and people are actually coming from?
All over. We've mailed some registration forms to folks in New Mexico and folks in the Denver Front Range area, Alamosa. So a little here, a little there.
And other activities happening this weekend as well.
The theater will have closed that weekend, and this is an off year for the Quilt Guild. So mainly just cars, shopping, dining, sleeping, walking, hiking.
A good chance to come up and explore the town of Creed.
Yeah, and the like I said earlier, the colors should be amazing. So if folks wanted to make a long weekend out of it or head up a couple of days ahead of time, you know, they could head up to Love Lake and view the colors, take some photos, Rio Grande Reservoir, Pool Table Road, of course, the Silver Thread Scenic Byway.
Weather expectations for this weekend? It's early fall. We're talking mid-September.
You know, Adam, I wish I had weather prediction as a skill set in my bag of tricks. I've walked around usually in short sleeves and it's sunny, but it's Colorado. So if you don't like the weather, just wait 10 minutes.
Well, again, the typical layer type of thing. It's going to be cool in the morning, beautiful during the day, and cooler in the evening. So people coming up to certainly consider bringing clothes so they can layer them.
Sure, absolutely.
Lodging considerations. Given there's so many people and cars coming in, book early.
Always book early. And you can find lodging information on our website, creed.com, and then click on the business directory and you'll find a list of all the lodging options in the area.
Anything else?
Bring the kids. It's a fun weekend. Be prepared for a little jaunt back in time. There'll be some nice music from the 50s and 60s, like, you know, that doo-woppy bubblegummy music from days of yesterday. And it's a fun weekend. Just, you know, you walk around, you look at cars and have fun.
Again, come out and see some amazing cars, some beautiful colors, and spend the weekend in Creed.
That's right.
Awesome. Thanks, Kathleen.
You're welcome.
Cruise in the Canyon Fall Color Truck, Motorcycle, and Car Show is happening September 20th through the 22nd in Creed, Colorado. This car show is an autumn event that inspires car enthusiasts to motor along the beautiful Upper Rio Grande and enjoy the beauty of the fall landscapes of red, gold, and yellow. The final destination, of course, is Creed, where on Saturday, Main Street is lined with a kaleidoscope of colors, and the public is welcome to stroll through the variety of vintage vehicles, enjoy the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s music, and vote on their favorite vehicles. The day ends with a rod run to the famous North Clear Creek Falls Overlook and a burger at Freeman's Ranch. Pre-registration is on Friday, September 20th at the Creed and Mineral County Visitor Center with a meet and greet from 4 to 6 p.m. Saturday, September 21st is the car show and rod run to Freeman's Ranch. Finish the weekend with Sunday morning breakfast and fly in at the Mineral County Airport. Dozens of planes come in and out of the valley, putting on quite the show. Make a weekend of it and come on up to enjoy the colors, the cars, the music, and the fun. That's Cruisin' the Canyon Fall Color Truck, Motorcycle, and Car Show happening September 20th through September 22nd in Creed, Colorado. See you there!
Sponsorship for the podcast you just heard was provided by
Creed is known for many things, including unique, one-of-a-kind shops, and the Holy Moses on North Main Street is no exception. The Holy Moses has been owned and operated for the last 43 years by the same great people, Nick and Vicki Kulik. When you walk in their store, you're going to see an enchanting collection of cabin decor, nicely crafted wood toys, Colorado hand-thrown pottery, quilts, linens, candles, specialty foods, and a year-round Christmas area. From birds and birdhouses to a wide array of country items and more, the Holy Moses is a wonderful place to shop for gifts to take home from your vacation in Creed. But that's not all. The main focus of the Holy Moses is to have quality merchandise at reasonable prices for locals and visitors alike. There's something for everyone and every budget. Vicki keeps his focus in mind when she's shopping for all the unique special items they offer. Located at 121 North Main Street, you can call them at 719-658-2848 or just make a point to stop in their store. They're open 7 days a week in the summer until October 1st and open Monday through Saturday in the winter. That's the Holy Moses in downtown Creed, Colorado. Proud sponsor of Cruisin' the Canyon Fall Color Truck, Motorcycle, and Car Show and this podcast.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events. More listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word too by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley.